Good afternoon. I'm Maureen McEwen, and this is The Response, a national news show on the COVID-19 pandemic in Canada. The federal government has announced new measures for gun control in Canada. As of today, there are bans on 1,500 military-grade assault weapon models. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
For military-grade assault weapons in Canada. We are banning 1,500 models and variants of these firearms by way of regulations. These weapons were designed for one purpose and one purpose only, to kill the largest number of people in the shortest amount of time. There is no use and no place for such weapons in Canada. For many families, including many Indigenous people, firearms are part of traditions passed down through generations, and the vast majority of gun owners use them safely, responsibly, and in accordance with the law, whether it be for work, sport shooting, for collecting, or for hunting. But you don't need an AR-15 to bring down a deer. So, effective immediately, it is no longer permitted to buy, sell, transport, import, or use military-grade assault weapons in this country.
There will be a 2-year amnesty period to protect owners of those guns under the new law. The amnesty period is intended to provide law-abiding Canadians with the time to safely deactivate or remove those guns from their possession. During the 2-year period, the federal government said that the assault-style weapons can no longer be used, imported, or sold. They can be legally exported with a valid permit. Owners may return the firearms to the manufacturer. The guns can also be surrendered to the police without compensation. The Prime Minister said that legislation will soon be tabled for fair compensation. Minister of Public Safety, Bill Blair, said that responsible owners who use non-restricted firearms for proper purposes will not be impacted. Minister of Public Safety, Bill Blair.
I'd like to take a moment, if I may, to speak to the law-abiding Canadian gun owners. I know from very many years of experience as a police officer that the overwhelming majority of gun owners in this country are law-abiding. They are responsible. They are conscientious. They acquire their weapons legally, they store them securely, and they use them safely. They respect our laws, and we respect them. I want to assure hunters and farmers and target shooters in this country that nothing that we are doing today or will do in the future is intended to interfere with this lawful, responsible, and legal activity. However, we are today ending the availability of weapons that were not designed for hunting or for target shooting. They were rather designed for soldiers to kill other soldiers. And while I appreciate that some may feel that these weapons have some recreational value, the tragic reality is that these weapons were designed to kill people and have been used to kill innocent Canadians. Public safety must always be our first priority. And these powerful firearms become deadly weapons when they fall into the wrong hands. Protecting human life must come above all else. These guns have no legitimate civilian purpose. They don't belong in our communities.
Last week, 22 people died in Nova Scotia during a shooting spree. It was the deadliest mass shooting in Canadian history. There is a new governor of the Bank of Canada. Tiff Macklem was appointed as governor for a 7-year term beginning on June 3rd. Macklem takes over the role from current governor, Stephen S. Pelosi, who is leaving the role on June 2nd. The Bank of Canada made the announcement Friday. Currently, Macklem is the dean of the Rotman School of Management at the University of Toronto. Previously, he served as the senior deputy governor at the Bank of Canada and as the associate deputy minister at the Department of Finance. Minister of Finance, Bill Morneau.
Governor-designate Macklem brings a deep knowledge of the Canadian economy and financial markets. He was one of Canada's leading economic stewards during the 2008 financial crisis, expertise that will serve Canada well as we work to deal with the COVID-19 crisis. Currently, he's the Dean of the Rotman School of Management at the University of Toronto and recently completed a term as the chair of the Global Risk Institute. Prior to that, he served as the senior deputy governor of the Bank of Canada. Having spent over 15 years in senior roles at the Bank of Canada and the Department of Finance, Tiff has intimate knowledge of the institution, with an understanding of the need to ensure that the bank continues to meet the needs of Canadians.
As of noon on May 1st, the Public Health Agency of Canada has reported 53,657 confirmed cases of COVID-19 and 3,223 deaths. Over 832,000 people have been tested. COVID-19 is now in all Canadian provinces and territories. Nunavut confirmed its first case on April 30th. Canada.ca has an online self-assessment tool and other COVID-19 resources available. This was the response for May 1st. For more information on COVID-19, check reliable sources like your local health authority, the Public Health Agency of Canada, or the World Health Organization. This show is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, a program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada. The responses sound clips are made available through a partnership with the Canadian Public Affairs Channel.